Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Story really across the papers this morning is childcare. Childcare sector reopening funding imminent, and creches can't meet surge in demand if school hours cut. That's some of the headlines across the broadsheets this morning. We'll start with the Irish Times first, because they're focusing on the funding element of all of this this morning. This is the government now finalising what they've described as a substantial package for the childcare sector to try and ensure that it's in a position to reopen and to facilitate a wider return to work at the end of this month. Now, among the financial measures that are being considered are a wide range of reopening grants. Some subsidies, for instance, which had been suspended while creches were closed, they'll be restarted, and capital grants as well to enable childcare operators to invest in premises to try and comply with the new public health regulations, also too under discussion. And according to the Irish Times, it's understood this morning that an announcement from the Department of Children had been anticipated last Friday, but sources in the department now say the delayed confirmation of the package is imminent. Sources again in the sector also hopeful of an ongoing top-up wage, you know, like the wage subsidy, in addition to the government's wider wage subsidy programme. And a spokesman too for the department said that a funding model to support the early learning and care school age sector is currently been finalised. The minister hopes to finalise the details of the plan in the coming days, but it had been hoped that the cabinet would sign off on the scheme yesterday through an incorporated meeting, but that didn't proceed, and approval could come as soon as today. So that'll be something to keep an ear out for this morning. Also then too in the Irish Independent is really about the hours, because creches can't meet the surge in demand of the school hours are cut in any way. This is the scale of the looming crisis really revealed now in what the Independent describes as an official document warning of a surge in demand, especially if the schools have to cut hours or if they need more classroom space. And the children of the essential workers will be given priority when services do reopen later this month, but it's unclear how many places will actually become available. And the schools may reopen on a part-time basis in September, and guidelines expected too on Friday around that. A report from the Department of Children warning creches will be unlikely to meet an increased demand arising, and hundreds of providers also offering childcare on school premises. Schools may now need these rooms back because of the social distancing guidelines. We want to hear from childcare providers this morning. If you're an operator listening to us, we want to know, how does this affect you? Is it a concern? Is it a problem for when services reopen? You can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Just staying with COVID, interesting front page two on the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Every household may be in line to receive a bundle of free face masks when the country remains at risk now with a significant resurgence of the COVID-19 virus. A further outbreak in the form of small second waves may be on the horizon, despite the current fall in the spread of the disease. This is Professor Philip Nolan of Maynooth University. He heads up the team that's tracking the virus, and he said the term second wave gives the public the impression that an overwhelming reoccurrence of the disease will wash over them. But he told the Dáil Special Committee in COVID-19 response yesterday that the country could see manageable outbreaks and planning must be underway now to combat the threat. Meanwhile then, Cillian de Gascoigne, who's the chair of the government's advisory group, he supported a suggestion to send packages of face masks to every household in the country. The idea of the free face masks for every home was put forward by Labour TD Duncan Smith, and it might address inequalities faced by people who can't afford face masks, or maybe they're unable to get them, according to Cillian de Gascoigne. We want to know, do you think, is it a good idea? Should face masks be sent out to every home in the country? You can let us know, do you agree with that suggestion this morning. Just staying with face masks though, you may have heard Shane mention it. It's something that they're going to be discussing in more detail on Breakfast this morning, and that's about the return to mass and places of worship. But page 5 of the Irish Independent this morning, priests and ministers of the Eucharist, they'll wear face coverings now while distributing Holy Communion during services. The Catholic bishops have issued their formal guidance to priests on the return to public sacraments, and the health protocol parishes must put in place to ensure ensure that people can worship safely. And the prescriptions contained in this framework document for a return to the public celebration of Mass and the sacraments issued yesterday recommend that priests and ministers of the Eucharist should wear a face mask or a face covering while giving out Holy Communion. And in relation to baptisms, the bishop's guidelines require priests to bless the child with touching and to anoint the baby with the holy oils using a cotton bud. Communion should also be received in the hand only and be restricted to the communion host as well. And they must also sanitise hands both before and after as well. More on that story coming up on News Talk Breakfast a little bit later this morning. The story that caught my eye though is the front of the Irish Times today. It's a piece by the paper's consumer affairs correspondent Connor Pope. Ryanair is selling travel insurance policies on its website, which will be invalidated if people fly with the airline for non-essential journeys, while the government restrictions on overseas travel currently remain in place. And according to the Irish Times this morning, a clause in the travel insurance policy offered by the airline makes it clear that people will not be able to make claims if anything happens while they're overseas if they've travelled outside of Ireland, contrary to the advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs, or the relevant exclusion clauses say the cover will not be offered for any claim arising directly or indirectly from your travel, from you travelling against foreign advice or any government body advice, or where it's deemed unsafe for you to travel. As it stands, the official advice from the government here is that non-essential journeys overseas should be avoided. And when contacted about this, the airline declined to respond to queries from the Irish Times. That's the story in the front page of the paper this morning. We will have more coming up on News Talk Breakfast, though, just after 8 o'clock this morning. We do want to know, have you booked flights already? Are you planning to head away anywhere? You can let us know where you're planning to go to this morning. Just in terms of COVID-19, a couple of other interesting pieces inside the papers too today. The retailers have, of course, reopened, or many of them have, more planning to do so in the coming days as well. But page 7 of the Irish Independent this morning is the working realities now of the new world of Irish retail. Sort of when you look at the various different measures that are being brought in, shopping by appointment will be revealed today when Brown Thomas on Grafton Street and Arnott's, store on Henry Street, reopened for business. Almost 4,800 appointments have been pre-booked to shop in the group stores all around the country since they launched their new appointment system last Saturday. This includes close on 3,000 people who have booked fast-track appointments in Brown Thomas over the next 10 days, and the retailer will lift the shutters on its regional stores tomorrow. In addition to the pre-booked appointments, shoppers can walk up to the door and request a time slot then to shop that particular day. And customers will have pre-booked slots, will enter the two Dublin stores through fast track entrances on Wicklow Street and Liffey Street. We want to know, have you your appointments booked for shopping and retail shopping in the coming days as well? Just a quick look at some of the other stories though across the papers too this morning. The tabloids, really the vast majority of the tabloids this morning lead with the story of an Irish woman who wants police now investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann to also review her case after she was attacked around 15 miles from where Madeleine McCann disappeared, an incident that happened in 2004. And that's the story across the vast majority of the tabloids too this morning. Also on the university rankings, that's the story in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Universities have regained some ground that was lost following years of decline in New World University rankings, but it comes at a time of unprecedented challenges for the sector. This is the latest. The QS World University Rankings will see about five of Ireland's universities rise within the top 1,000 institutions internationally, reversing downward trends that were seen in recent years. For instance, Trinity College and University College Dublin ended two consecutive years of declines in the rankings for 2021, while UCC has risen 52 places since 2019, placing it within the global top 300 universities for the first time. University of Limerick regained the ground it lost in last year's rankings, rising from a position of between 521 to 530, and also NUI Galway moved up 21 places also. There's more analysis of the impact of that front page and also inside the Irish Examiner too this morning. Shane also mentioned too government formation. There'll be more on that coming up in News Talk Breakfast as well today. Well, the Irish Times leading with that story too this morning. This is a policy proposal that would see the country's carbon emissions reduced by an average of just under 6.5% a year. That's been rejected by the Green Party in the formation negotiations, and the Greens are adamant their red line of an average annual reduction of 7% in carbon emissions to 2030 must be met. Now, there's a mix of policies that would see an average reduction of just under 6.5% have been tabled, but sources, according to the Irish Times this morning, suggesting it's primarily came from Fine Gael. It's understood that a number of policies in the agriculture sector, which could affect the livestock industry, would push the policy mix tabled by the larger parties towards the Greens' 7% goal. Further analysis inside the Irish Times 2 this morning. Those are the stories making the papers this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.